Protesters gathered in Bluefield, Mercer County this weekend, joining hundreds of thousands worldwide who are rallying to oppose police brutality against Black people. Protesters say they marched to remember recent Black deaths, but also for a local Black man, Robert Ellison, who was paralyzed after an encounter with police in the late 90s. Emily Allen has more.
In 1998, police dragged and beat a Black man in Bluefield, paralyzing him below the neck before he ultimately died in 2002. That man was Robert Ellison. More than 20 years later, a crowd of 150 or so protesters wore Ellison's name on the back of their shirts. They shouted his name, calling on his memory, along with that of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor. A Black man and a Black woman who have died within the last couple of months at the hands of police in other states.
We're not powerless people, even though events like this make us feel like it.
This is Shakira Irvin, who lives in Bluefield. She helped organize the protest on Saturday.
When we come together, we realize we're not just coming together in anger, not just in disappointment, but we're coming together in power.
We have it in our power right now to change policy. We have it in our power right now to hold people accountable.
After Ellison's encounter with police, the city created a Citizens Review Board for Police Matters. The board in Bluefield is one of only a few in the state today. Randolph Phillips, who was at Saturday's rally, is on that board.
It works fairly well as far as keeping them accountable to what happens.
Phillips was appointed a few years ago after retiring from the Virginia Department of Corrections. He says the board considers about 4 to 5 reported cases a year.
I think the major thing that any city, any area needs to do is to hold the police accountable for what they do. Because they're the example that the public sees every day. They should live up to those standards of who they are. And we should hold them accountable for who they are.
Even though there has been some steps in the right direction, protest organizer Irvin says there are still some shortfalls. She wishes the board had more teeth. Right now, they're only an advisory group. They can request action, but they can't enforce it. That, and Irvin says, not everyone in Bluefield is aware of the board.
I don't think all the citizens who need to know about that know about it. I don't think they know how to make that mechanism work for them. So we want to educate on that.
Saturday's event was about more than Ellison, recent deaths, and police. After marching half a mile from the Mount Zion Baptist Church to the former Big Whiskey Barbecue restaurant downtown, speakers addressed the crowd about voting and the census.
Also, please make sure that you are counted in the census.
This is April Burroughs, another organizer.
Without the census, without being counted, we will not have funding brought to our area.
Burroughs lives in Huntington now, but grew up in the Bluefield area. She was a junior in high school when police hurt Ellison.
It was an awful, awful, awful situation, and it was police brutality at that point.
Burroughs was at a protest in Huntington last weekend.
I went home and I realized that I needed to come home to do something. I realized that maybe some of the light needed to be brought to where I'm from to bring a sense of unity to the community that I grew up in.
Many of the people who gathered Saturday traveled home from elsewhere. That includes Kashayla Collins, a Black woman who grew up in Bluefield.
I'm out here marching for the future. I want to make sure that my kids don't turn into George Floyd.
She and her two young sons, Kayvon and Khalil, traveled from Augusta, Georgia. Collins says she's been marching there, but the rally in Bluefield was a first for her two boys.
But it's the children right now that we have to represent for. And so I want them to look at me and be like, my mommy stood up for something. And it's important that they see us standing up for them, because at 5 and 8 year old, they don't have the voice or even the mental capacity to always understand the injustice that's occurring. But I want them to know when they get older, they'll remember.
A few blocks from the rally, a Black father stands outside, also wanting a better future for his kids and the kids in his community. He did not attend the protest.
My name is Kevin Ross. I'm a detective at Bluefield Police Department.
Ross also grew up in the area in McDowell County. Like protesters, he agrees there's a need for change, which is why he says he joined the police department.
You sit around here and you listen to people talk about the police this, the police that, and, oh, I wish this would change, I wish that would stop, but you don't see them putting applications in nowhere. I mean, that was my reason for doing it.
While Ross did not participate in the protest, he says he was within earshot.
I listened to a lot of it as it was going on, and there were some good points. And it's, I think, you know, hopefully things will change. But at the same time, we have to come together for it to change.
Ross says some crimes are racially motivated and some aren't. He tries not to see color, he says. A bigger problem to him is his community's struggle with substance abuse.
I mean, I've got kids growing up. I got partners who've got kids growing up. I know other kids growing up. And you want to do what you can, do your part to make the world a safer place.
Protests continue to happen throughout the Mountain State. On Tuesday, hundreds gathered in Morgantown. On Sunday, community members gathered for a couple of events in Charleston and one protest in Princeton. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Allen.